This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm doing a phone interview right now with Woody Platt from the Steep Canyon Rangers. Woody, I sure appreciate it.
Hey, so do I. I appreciate it.
Listen, how old were you when you started playing guitar?
Well, you know, I messed around with the guitar a little bit as a kid, just learning chords. But I wouldn't say I started playing it with any sort of seriousness until I was a sophomore in college.
Were you self-taught, or did you have teachers?
Well, I was self-taught for a while, and then we were all in a band living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I was turned on to this bluegrass instructor out in Chatham County, which is just a county outside of Orange County where Chapel Hill is. And there was I just took some bluegrass guitar lessons from a guy named Justin. Other than that, you know, basically self-taught.
So you started the band in what year?
Right around 2000.
And you guys just started picking together at college in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, Graham Sharp, our banjo player, and Charles Humphrey, our bass player, and myself, we were just college buddies for several years. And then Graham got a banjo, and Charles got a bass, and next thing you know, we're playing music instead of just hanging out. We're hanging out and playing music. So it just kind of unfolded real naturally.
So you all finished school, and then you started touring?
Yeah, we started our gig in our senior year, just around town in Chapel Hill, just for fun. And when we finished school, we all graduated about 99, 2000. We just, the band was pretty much going, and we decided to move in together in Asheville and see if we could make a run at playing more shows. We were really having a good time, but it was new for everybody. It was so fun. We wanted to give it a shot, and we did, and we stayed the course.
You've had a wild couple years here, these last couple years. You guys are all over the world.
Yeah, you know, we were having a good run anyway. You know, we were getting a lot of good bookings and enjoying ourselves and proud of what we were doing and making records. And we felt like everything was on a good pace. And then we got hooked up with Steve Martin a couple years ago, and that's kind of added a new aspect, some real excitement to the whole thing.
Well, you have actually, your last album was actually Deep in the Shade. Now, that was your fourth album, right?
Yeah, it was. It came out with Rebel Records. We did one record with a label outside of Chapel Hill called Yep Rock Records. And then we got invited to join Rebel Records, which was a big honor because they're, you know, real respected bluegrass label. And yeah, so Deep in the Shade is our latest.
Now, have you just went in the studio with Rounder?
We went to the studio with Steve and did a record for Rounder, which comes out the 15th next week, called Rare Bird Alert. And so that's a Rounder release. And then we are in the process of finalizing our contract for a solo project with Rounder to be recorded this fall.
When I saw that album cover on your website for Rare Bird Alert, it really, really, really made me wish they still made albums.
Well, we got that particular record is coming out on vinyl.
Oh, that's awesome, because that cover's great.
I know, and so is our Deep in the Shade is out on vinyl as well.
You've got some big shows coming up here real quick. You're up getting ready to go to New York and do The Late Show with David Letterman, The View, The Colbert Report.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff, it's just a real treat. You know, working with Steve's already a treat. Getting into TV shows is such a wonderful tool to promote a record, and for a band like us, just to get exposure and experience that, you know, we don't normally get, or we might deserve to get it, but we just don't normally get that level of exposure. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting.
Your configuration, anyway, that you're an acoustic band. I know that you're not having to do a whole lot of things different when you go on TV, but do you find that a whole different environment?
It is, you know, it's real, you know, except for people that do it all the time, it's just a new experience all the way around. You know, we have a lot more time constraint, a lot more people involved, and there's a little more nerves, because usually it's live, and you get one shot at it, you know, it's not like a whole show. So, but we've done well with it, and it's been confident in who we are and what we do. And Steve is, you know, he gets most of the attention. So we just gotta do our part, play the music, sing the songs, and it's pretty special.
How do you feel about when you were touring overseas? Do you like playing over there?
Yeah, I love it. We've done a lot, right? We've done Sweden and Ireland and Germany on our own. And then we've done London with Steve. It's really well received over there. It's nice to share a music like bluegrass, which is purely American, you know, music. It's fun to take that and tour that. Just put that out there.
Did you do any street playing? Did you do any busking when you were over there? Did you get out on the street?
Not really. Honestly, when we were in Germany, it was like 18 shows in 20 days.
And wow.
We were in Sweden, it was one festival. We just kind of rented out. So not a whole lot of free time to kick around and do some other stuff. We just basically